Hi there, this is Hallie Crawford, Certified Career Coach Extraordinaire, and this audio is excerpted from my radio interview, December 2008, for KDON Radio in Las Vegas. What to do if you've been laid off? 8 tips to pump up your career search. Feel free to pass this audio along to friends, family, and anyone else you know who might need it. The economy's tough these days, and a lot of people are being laid off. So what do you do if you've lost your job? How do you stay positive and focused in order to find something else as quickly as possible? It's all about two things, two big A's, attitude and action. You have to have both aligned to succeed. Without one, the other just won't work. Maintaining a positive attitude and taking smart, effective action is the key. So the first big A is maintaining a positive attitude, and here's tip number one. Don't panic. Panicking is not going to help. If you've been laid off and you're freaked out, that's understandable. But don't stay there in that place. Process and move through the emotions that you're having in order to start taking positive action. Staying in panic mode keeps you frozen in fear. Tip number two. Don't make your next move out of fear. Decisions made out of fear almost never go right. Make your next career decision with an attitude of possibility and opportunity. Tip number three, see this as an opportunity to find a job that's right for you, that's truly a fit. You can't control what happens to you, but you can control your reaction to what happens, and that's the key. You can see this as the worst thing that's ever happened to you or as an opportunity to find something better. You get to decide. Make the right decision. Tip number four, surround yourself with positive people who help you remain focused and positive. Hanging around nervous Nellies, especially at this time, is not going to help, so don't do it. Okay, the second big A is taking smart, effective action. Tip number five is create a schedule for yourself, daily and weekly. You no longer have the external structure of a job anymore, so you have to create your own to ensure that you remain focused and on task, as opposed to sitting on the couch watching TV, being depressed. That's not going to work either. Tip number six is stand in the traffic. Start networking. Networking is still the best way to get a job. So reach out to your friends, family, former coworkers, anyone else that you know can help you with your job search. Contact your alma mater and reach out to your alumni network. That's something that not a lot of people think of and utilize, and it's a great resource. And also, take advantage of online networking sites like LinkedIn.com. In this day and age, you have to be online as well. It's a must. Tip number seven is get an interim job. If it's going to make you feel better to get out of the house and even just work at the Starbucks around the corner, go do it. Or find temp work through a temporary agency. It shows that you're industrious, and if it's going to provide positive structure for you and make you feel better, go do it. Tip number eight. Identify job boards that specialize in your industry. The big job boards can be very useful when you're just starting out in your search, but targeted searching for a job that's specific to your industry is always better. So identify those job boards that are specific to and specialize in the industry that you're looking for a job. Good luck, and remember, I'm here to help. Contact me if you'd like a complimentary consultation to find out more about my services. I'm happy to talk to you. Hallie at HallieCrawford.com is my email, H-A-L-L-I-E, or feel free to check out my website at www.HallieCrawford.com. Thanks, and good luck with your job search.